Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, and Rabbi Yaakov Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding in the Dorim Daf your test. The Gemara in Udaf says, Reb Lozo Oimer ain't tumo lemashkim kol ikor. There's no tumo to mashkim in deraisa. How do we know that? Because there was the etus of Yosi ben Yehezer, the mashke based mitbachayu dechan. The water based amigdosh, the liquids based amigdosh, is tar. The Gemara in Psachim brings a machlekes. If the girsa is mashke beis mitbachaya with a tes, or mashke bei mitbachaya with a dalet, and if you go with mashke bei mitbachaya, what it means is that every type of liquid in beis hamikdash does not get tumah, including oil and wine. And this leads to the famous question of the Yavis and the Mori Rektzio, that he asks, can we come to Chanukah, beis Hashem, we're going to celebrate Chanukah in a few weeks? In Chanukah, we know that what happened. What did the Yevonim do? They're metame the shemen. They caused tumor to the oil of the menorah. Ask the Mori Rektzio. But if there's no tumor on the mashkin and beis hamikdash, including oil beis hamikdash, so what's the issue of the Yevonim metame the shvanim? They don't get tumor. The liquids don't get tumor. So there's several answers of that Achronim. One famous answer is the answer brought down many of the Sforim. The Shulamesh brings it, the Beis Yitzchok, and the Kilis Yaakov says it in the name of the Sefer Shari Deo. And they all answer the following idea. The Tumo that you do not have in Beis Hamikdash is only when Beis Hamikdash is in its purity, when Beis Hamikdash is in the highest Kedusha. But the Yevonim, what the Yevonim did, they lowered the Kedusha of Beis Hamikdash. They came and they were able to penetrate Beis Hamikdash and make the Kedusha less. And Mimele, all the Shmanim, all the oils in Beis Hamikdash became Tameh, even though usually no licks become Tameh. But during the time of Chanukah, right before Chanukah, the Yevonim were able to penetrate that Kedusha and bring Tumo into Beis Hamikdash. And this connects to the big Yesoid of what the Yevonim are all about. As Rav Hudner in the Parchat Yitzchok says, the Yevonim did not come to destroy Am Yisrael. The Yevonim came to make Am Yisrael less holy. Kisu lachem al keren ashor, ein lachem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. All Yevonim wanted to do is, Am Yisrael should say we have no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Paradis points out that the Yevonim, when they came to Beis Hamikdash, they did pirtzos and choymes Beis Hamikdash. They did 13 penetrations into the wall of Beis Hamikdash. Why penetration? What's the pirtza? What's the point? Is it destroyed or don't destroy it? But the pshat is that what the Yevonim are trying to do is to make a pirtza. They're trying to take what we have and lower the Kedusha. Just suck the Kedusha out of Am Yisrael. Make a pirtza Beis Hamikdash and not separate, not have it, the Kedusha in it, contain in it, but so to speak, take it out. Take the Kedusha out of Beis Hamikdash. The Maharal says in their mitzvah, that the Yavon, the numeric value of Yavon, is 66. In the Beis Hamikdash, the Ikar room of Beis Hamikdash is called the Heichol. The Heichol is, the Gematria is 65. Meaning, the Yavonim had the ability to overcome the Heichol. They're able to put their Tumah into the Heichol. The Kedusha of the Heichol is one less than the power of the Yevonim. So they have the ability to penetrate and to bring Tumo into the Heichol, into Beis Hamikdash. That's what the Yevonim are trying to accomplish. The Yevonim are not trying to destroy us physically. They're trying to destroy the Kedusha of Am Yisrael, and they had the ability to do that. That's the big nace of Chanukah. They were overcoming the attempt of the Yevonim to remove the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. But in the time the Yevonim were there, they were able to take away that level of Kedusha that prevents any liquid from becoming Tameh. It's brought down in the name of Kilis Yankov that is the pshat in the song Moy Tzur. Because the lashon of the song is Uportzu Choymus Migdalai Vetimu Kol Hashmanim. The Yevonim did a pirtzo in the Choyma and they made the oil Tameh. Because they did a pirtzo in the Choyma, that's why they're metame the shvanim, because they lowered the kedusha, the fortress of Beis Hamikdash that holds the kedusha, and then they're able to put tumah into it, and that's why they were able to metame kol shvanim. But after the Maharal, what was left Pach echot, that it's signed, sealed with choysomo she Kohen Gadol. Because Kohen Gadol, the whole uniqueness of Kohen Gadol is that he goes to Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Yevonim have the ability to come to overcome the Heichol, but not Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Kohen Gadol is able to preserve the Kedusha, and the Yevonim were not able to get to there. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.